That's well more than the 115 to 140 degrees that signal the moment when serotonin seeds can be freed. At those temperatures, the cones burst open, releasing millions of seeds which are carried by the hot air to form new forests. After the fire, carbon-rich soils and an open sunlit landscape help lodgepole seeds germinate quickly and sprout in abundance. From the death of the old forest comes the birth of the new. Fires are also important for the wider ecosystem as a whole. Without wildfires to rejuvenate trees, key forest species would disappear, and so would the many creatures that depend on them. And if a fire-dependent forest goes too long without burning, that raises the risk of a catastrophic blaze, which could destroy a forest completely, not to mention people's homes and lives. That's why forest rangers sometimes intentionally start controlled burns, to reduce fuels in order to keep the more dangerous wildfires at bay. They may be frightening and destructive forces of nature, but wildfires are also vital to the existence of healthy boreal forest ecosystems. By coming to terms with that, we can protect ourselves from their more damaging effects, while enabling the forests, like the legendary Phoenix, to rise reborn from their own ashes.